Title: Break Bus Mutes for Tension Using Session View Intermediate. All right, let's build some real drum and bass tension the DJ-friendly way. Indeed, NB, a lot of the biggest oh damn moments come from removing energy, not stacking more risers. One of the cleanest ways to do that is to rhythmically mute your break bus right before a drop, a switch, or a fill. And we're going to set it up in session view so you can perform it like an instrument, then record it into arrangement as repeatable automation. This is intermediate level. I'm going to assume you're comfortable with session view, clip launching, grouping, and basic routing. First, what we're building. You'll have all your break layers running into one group called break bus. Then you'll create a handful of session view clips that contain mute patterns. You'll trigger those clips to play tension, ghosting, chops, stutters, and a final pocket of silence before the drop. Optionally, you'll add a filter sweep and a dubby tail return, so the mutes feel intentional and musical, not like something broke. Let's start with step A. Set up a proper break bus. Create or identify your break tracks. For example, one might be your Amen Hats, one might be a low-passed ghost shuffle, another might be a percussion loop. Select all those break tracks and group them. Command or Control G. Rename the group track break bus. Now do a quick gain staging check. On the individual break tracks, aim for peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. You want headroom because we're going to compress and maybe saturate on the bus. And in DNB, breaks can spike fast. On the break bus group track, as simple stock chain. First, EQ 8. High pass around 30 to 60 Hz. The goal is, no sub rumble fighting your kick and sub bass. If the break feels boxy, try a small dip in that 200 to 350 Hz area. Don't overdo it. You're shaping, not destroying. Next, glue compressor. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, release to auto ratio 2 to 1. Then lower the threshold until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're aiming for cohesion, not squash. Optional, add saturator after that. 1 to 4 dB of drive. Soft clip on. This can make the break feel denser and more together without getting harsh. Teacher note here. The reason we're grouping is control. If your breaks are cleanly bussed, you can remove all that rolling break energy in one move while your kick, snare, bass, and atmos keep going. That contrast is where the tension lives. Now step B. Prepare session view for mute performance. There are two solid approaches. Choose based on how aggressive you want it and how you want tails to behave. Option 1 is the fast, classic approach. Automate the group track activator. This is basically pulling the plug. It's super impactful, but it can also be abrupt. And depending on your routing, it might feel like it cuts off some motion. In session view on the break bus track, create an empty clip. MIDI is fine. We're using it as an automation container. Name it something like Mute1BAR16THS. Click the clip. Go down to clip view. Open envelopes. Set device to mixer. Control to track activator. Now draw the on and off pattern. A classic DNB build pattern is, heap it on at the start of the bar, then start gating in eighth notes, then tighten to sixteenths as you approach the drop. And right at the end, give yourself a tiny pocket of pure silence, like a final 1/16 to 1/8. That micro blackout is huge. It makes the drop transient feel bigger without you adding anything. Set the clip length to 1 bar or 2 bars depending on how long your build is, and turn loop on if you want it to repeat. Option 2 is smoother and more tail-friendly. Automate utility gain as a gate. This is my go-to if you want clean, produced mutes and you don't want nasty clicks. Put utility as the first device on the break bus. Normal is 0 dB. Muted is minus infinity, or if you want a ghost vibe, set your muted moments closer to minus 30 dB or minus 18 dB so the break is still barely breathing. Create another session clip called Gate 2BAR Syncopated. Open envelopes. Device. Utility. Control. Gain. Now draw rhythmic cuts. Here's a jungle leaning move. Mute right before a snare hits so the snare speaks clean, then let the break return immediately after. Your ear reads it as control and punch, not as the groove falling apart. And here's an important detail. Avoid perfectly vertical steps. Zoom in and add tiny ramps, even 5 to 15 milliseconds. Yes, it prevents clicks, but it also makes the stutter feel intentional. Like a real gate, not like an audio file glitching. Quick coaching note on what disappears on purpose. If you use track activator, you're doing a hard on or off. That can be perfect for impact, but it can also feel like the space collapses. If you want the break to vanish while the send effects keep hanging in the air, utility gain is usually the better choice. Now step C. Build a mute clip pack so you can play tension levels. On the break bus track, Create multiple clips with different intentions. Make a clip called non-normal with no envelope automation. That's your baseline. Make ghost minus 18 dB where the utility gain dips but doesn't fully disappear. Make chops 8 THS for chunky, obvious cuts. Make stutter 16 THS for that machine gun ramp up. And make drop silence, last 1/8 where the end of the clip creates a clean pocket of silence. Now set up scenes. For example, scene 1, groove. Scene 2, build 1 ghost. Scene 3, build 2 chops. Scene 4, pre-drop stutter. Scene 5, drop normal. Set global quantization to 1 bar so your launches lock musically. When you want surgical fills, you can temporarily change global quantization to 1/4 while recording, then put it back to 1 bar after. Also, this is a performance saver. In each clip's launch settings, consider setting launch mode to toggle so you can punch it in and out quickly. And think about legato. If legato is off, the clip restarts the pattern every time you launch it. Very predictable. If legato is on, it continues as if it had been playing the whole time. That's useful when switching from 8th note chops to 16th stutters without feeling like the rhythm resets. Now step D. Tension polish. Because hard mutes alone can sound a bit naked unless we frame them. First, add a filter sweep. After utility, drop an auto filter. Set it to low pass 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 12 to 18 kHz. Resonance around 10 to 25%, but careful. Too much and it whistles. In your clip envelopes, automate auto filter frequency so it sweeps down during the build, maybe down to 2 to 5 kHz as you approach the drop. This creates that feeling of the room closing in, like the energy is being pulled back. If the filtered break starts feeling thin, a pro trick is to add a touch of saturation before the filter and automate the drive slightly up during the sweep. That keeps density while the cutoff moves down. Next, add a controlled tail so the silence still feels big. Create a return track called DUB tail. Put echo on it, set time to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter the echo, high pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Then put reverb after echo. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, low cut 200 to 400 Hz. During the mute sections, automate the send amount up a bit from the break bus to DUB tail, so when the brakes cut out, the tail hangs. That's the dub engineer move. The groove disappears, but the space lingers. Two quick warnings. 1. Protect your low end. High pass that return aggressively, so your pre-drop ambience doesn't fog up the bass drop. 2. If the return tail is reintroducing sharp transients that compete with your drop, tame the attack on the return with something like drum bus transient controls or a transient shaper, if you have one. Do it on the return, not the main break. Now step E. Record it into arrangement. The pro workflow. Once you can play the tension in session view, hit global record at the top. Then launch your scenes in real time. Groove. Then ghost. Then chops. Then stutter. Then drop. When you go to arrangement view, you'll see your performance captured, including the envelope automation from the clip launches. Now you edit like a producer. Nudge mute timing for maximum punch, especially right before snare hits. If you need, consolidate sections. And check the most important moment, the last tiny blackout before the drop. That's your impact lever. Let's talk common mistakes so you can avoid them. Mistake 1. Muting the wrong thing. If you mute individual brake layers instead of the bus, your energy gets inconsistent and you can get phase-y weirdness. Bus it, then mute once. Mistake 2. Clicks and pops. That's usually from hard edges or cutting at bad moments. Use utility ramps, or be mindful of where your cuts land. Mistake 3. Overdoing stutters. If every 8 bars has intense machine gun gating, nothing feels special. Save the hardest stutter for major transitions. Mistake 4. Killing the groove. In DNB, the role lives in ghosts and hats. Mute strategically. Often, cutting right before an anchor hit, like a snare, creates drama without wrecking the forward motion. Mistake 5. Reverb mod. If your tail return isn't high-passed, your drop will feel weaker, not bigger. Now a few pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Instead of full silence, ghost the breakdown to minus 12 to minus 24 dB. You keep menace and momentum. Keep the kick and snare out of the brake bus, so when the brakes vanish, the snare stays and it feels intimidating. Try a two-stage mute, half a bar of ghosting, then a hard cut for the last 1/8 or 1/16. That reads like intentional DJ control. And if you want techie edge, experiment with odd-length mute clips, like 3/16 or 5/16, so it phases against the bar briefly, then snap back to a one-bar stutter right before the drop. Finally, a quick 15-minute practice plan you can do right now. Load a rolling amen-style break loop and a steady kick and snare. Group all break layers into break bus. Add EQ8 and glue. Create three clips. Ghost minus 18 dB, chops in eighths for the last bar, and stutter 16ths for the last half bar. Add the DUB tail return with echo and reverb. Record a 16-bar build. Bars 1 to 8 normal, 9 to 12 ghost, 13 to 15 chops, bar 16 stutter plus a short silence into the drop. Then listen back and answer two questions. Are you cutting right before the snare for drama? And does your tail feel controlled and high-passed so the drop stays clean? Recap. Break bus first, so your tension moves are clean and global. Use session view clip envelopes to create mute patterns. Either track activator for hard cuts or utility gain for smoother gating and better tails. Organize clips into scenes so you can perform tension like a DJ. Polish it with filter sweeps and a dub tail return. Record the performance into arrangement, then tighten it. If you tell me your subgenre and your tempo, I can suggest three specific mute patterns that match your groove and where to place the final blackout so it hits the hardest.